well, blessed people, very we now begin to set the final week, the last week towards Nakuru Menengai 6, this very, very powerful, super glorious, grand, mega historic revival meeting of the Lord that the Lord has spoken so powerfully about, where the visitation of God is going to take place. Nakuru is now at the center of the map of the world. Very, very powerful. The way the Lord has now focused, he has trained his focus on Nakuru in a very, very special way. And as we begin to prepare for Nakuru, I just want to share with you some another breaking news that we've just received. We've received news that what the Lord is doing is now historic. This is absolutely historic, and it seems the Lord has now decided to prepare the nations for the coming of the Messiah in a big way, to upscale the entire process and the mission to which he sent us. Remember Christ Jesus the other day in the dream, in his glorious glory and garment, and he was teaching me how to fish the nations. And I was kneeling down. He also came close, and he was teaching me how to get the worms, and put them on the hook. And then he said, "You see, when you put the worm on the hook, you don't put the entire worm. You leave the other part still dangling as a bait, and then you throw." And then he told me, "Now throw." Yes. And then I was fishing out the nations because they were now coming. And they were taking the message of the Lord, turning them from their lures of the sea, lures of the world, of the nations. And so, very, very important time in the life of the church. Now, today we have received information that it was established, it was fully established yesterday, that the four heads of state are actually coming to the meeting of the Lord, and then fully established now. Even the date of arrival we have been given, and we have also been told that they were meeting in a community like the East African community here. They had community meeting, and in that meeting they discussed, because they had events and meetings that were scheduled, and they were saying, "No, we're not able to come to these other events because we are going to the mightiest prophets of the Lord in Kenya." Tremendous, very, very serious moment right now to discuss the mega prophets of God in their community. That's very serious, of heads of states. And then two of them also said, "No, why would we also be left out? We are also going to the mega prophets of God." So a total of six heads of state are coming to Nakuru. This is very historic. People, that's why we need to have quick meetings in Nairobi to make sure it's finalized, because the dates of arrival we have been given. A total of six. This is very, very historic, blessed people. And there are others that said, "I wish you had told us earlier, I would have also come." They say, "We now have seen the prophet of the Lord, sent by the Lord." So this is the tremendous upscaling that the Lord has now done on the Nakuru Menengai 6. You can tell the Messiah is coming. Now, finally, the leaders are coming to the servants of the Lord to consult and inquire of the Lord on this tremendous mission of the Lord on the earth right now, and how that appertains to their countries, how they can prepare. And also we have been told that they intend to have a session with the servants of the Lord at headquarters here, all of them together. It's amazing. And to make an invitation as a community to the servants of the Lord to bring this revival that you see in Kenya, this awesome revival, they are longing for it so much. into their countries. So you can imagine Kenya, the revival you have, the treasure you have, and the servants of the Lord you have in this land. Please don't abuse them. Thank you, because others are longing for this revival. So this is the good news I give you. So we need to have emergency sessions of council of bishops beginning today in Nairobi so that we can get everything set, because the arrival dates have been given. Thank you.